You are Locked On Chargers, your daily Los Angeles Chargers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And now, here is your host, Matthew Stanley.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to today's episode of Locked On Chargers. It is Friday, January 12th, 2018, and I am finally back as your host, Matthew Stanley. I'm an assistant editor and writer over at boltsfromtheblue.com, the Chargers SB Nation site, and you can find me on Twitter at boltfanindenver and tweeting for this podcast over at LockedOnLAC. And today's episode is brought to you by mybookie.ag. It's the only online sports book that I trust, and if you sign up using promo code LOCKEDON, they will match your initial deposit up to 50% bonus. So if you want to bet on those playoff games this weekend, mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. So, sorry everyone for the long break. I've kind of talked about it on Twitter a little bit, but I needed to take a break because I've had a lot of stuff going on and most of it has not been good. So I'm recording today, Friday, and then I probably will only put out one show next week. But then I'll be back to doing multiple shows a week the following week. And next week is just going to be busy because for those of you who don't know, we found out my dog has cancer and he has to have his leg amputated on Tuesday. So Tuesday will be busy getting the house ready and everything. And then Wednesday we pick him up and bring him home. And then Friday, me and my wife are actually closing on a house. So then we're going to be moving next week as well. And then I also just found out that my grandma doesn't look like she's going to make it, you know, till tomorrow. It's been a rough couple of weeks. So I apologize for not putting out more episodes, but life happens sometimes. But you know, we move on. So let's rewind back to what has happened since I last recorded. The Chargers, they won their final game of the 2017 season, beating the Oakland Raiders and beating them pretty soundly. The Chargers went out and did what I said they needed to do and take care of business, take care of what they could control. And what they could control was beating the Raiders. They needed some help from a couple other teams, and unfortunately they didn't get that help. But they controlled what they took care of what they could control. They went out and they beat the Raiders against a pretty hostile crowd. It was at the StubHub Center, so it was supposed to be a quote unquote home game for the Chargers. But as we all know, there's a huge population of Raiders fans in LA, and they turned out and they showed up for the Raiders. And the Chargers were able to overcome that. They were able to overcome their pretty big injuries. Hunter Henry wasn't in the game. Denzel Perryman was, you know, he was a last minute go. The Chargers just, you know, they ended the season on a good note and they took care of what was the second most important game of the season. The second game against the Chiefs was the most important game of the season, and unfortunately they weren't able to put that together, but they were able to come back and they were able to, you know, right the ship and win this game against the Raiders. It was an important game. There was a lot of pressure and they were able to do what they needed to do. So that's a really good sign, moving on. And speaking of that, the Chargers puts them at a 9-7 for this season. They finished above 500. Sure, they didn't make the playoffs, but they needed help to do that. But I mean, I just think it was such a really good result for the Chargers to finish 9-7 this season. When you look at everything they had to battle through, I mean, they started out 0-4. They had a rookie head coach. They had some injuries that started piling up over the course of the year, and they had some guys who were just playing through injuries. I mean, I mentioned it before, but Spencer Pulley basically started every single week for the second half of the season on the injury report. They were basically without their top two draft picks for the entire year. I mean, yes, Mike Williams saw the field, but he performed very poorly and he never really seemed to get going and, you know, get the swing of things after missing the whole summer and missing all the training camp. What else do they have going against? Oh, yeah, it seemed like it took the coaching staff about half the season to really find a groove and find their identity, both on offense and defense. The defense got things sorted out a little sooner, and they were, you know, that was helped out by the fact that they have really good talent, both at, you know, pass rush and at corner. But, you know, the play calling improved, and they really just found their groove and were able to, you know, find an identity, you know, earlier on than the offense did. But I mean, the play calling, it kind of evolved over the course of the season on both sides of the ball. And I feel like they made more adjustments and were able to, they were able to improve things more in just this one season than they were the entire time under McCoy. I feel like they just kept making the same mistakes over and over, and with McCoy, and you could tell that Anthony Lynn, he just, you know, he held people accountable, including the coaches, and when there was a problem, they, you know, they did their best to fix it, and you could see both the offense and the defense evolving in both, you know, both in the players and just how they were used and the plays that were called. And then the final thing that, you know, was stacked up against the Chargers was that, you know, the awful decision prior to the season to cut Josh Lambeau loose and, you know, doom the Chargers to what was effectively one of the worst seasons of kicking in NFL history. So for the Chargers to overcome all of that and still finish 9-7 and win, you know, and finish 9-3 over the last three quarters of the season, I mean, that's pretty fantastic. I think that there's a lot there to build on and a lot to go forward on, and I think it was good for this team. So before I go on, I wanted to talk to you guys one last time about mybookie.ag. If you guys like sports betting and you need to use an online sports book, mybookie.ag is the one I recommend. We've got some, you know, college football is over now, but we still have the NFL playoffs. You've got, you know, basketball still going on, NHL still going on, baseball is going to be coming back soon. There's still a lot of stuff to bet on, and mybookie.ag, they pay out fast after you win. And right now, if you use promo code LOCKEDON, that's all one word, LOCKEDON, they'll match up to 50% of your initial deposit. So head on over to mybookie.ag. So like I was saying before I, you know, split off for a second there, the Chargers managed to, you know, find and forge an identity on defense despite the fact that they lacked some blue chip talent at a few position groups. I mean, Denzel Perryman, he's almost a blue chip player. Like, he's up there. He's a really good player. I mean, I talked about it before, what a huge difference it made with him in the lineup, but with him being injured on and off throughout the year, that was, you know, that kind of hurt them a little bit. And then at safety, you don't really have a blue chip player. I think that Jahlil Adai and Trey Boston both played well. They both did, you know, they both did a pretty good job back there, but neither of them are, you know, neither of them are an Eric Berry. Neither of them are an Eric Weddle. Neither of them are a Cam Chancellor. I mean, they're not all pros back there. They did good enough. And I think that's really encouraging that, you know, despite lacking those all-star players, the Chargers defense was able to form a really good identity and put together some really good games and wound up as one of the better defenses in the league this year. I mean, they were probably a top five defense this year, not against the run, but once they decided, you know what, we're going to give them some ground, we're going to let them run some, but we're going to shut everything down in the red zone and we're not going to let them pass, they were shutting teams down fairly efficiently. So this is a really good defense to build on. And I think, you know, with the draft and free agency coming up, you can find one or two more guys to plug into this defense and really just get them going. And then you look at the fact that on offense, Philip Rivers had one of the best and most efficient seasons of his career. Keenan Allen, I mean, he he has to be in the conversation for comeback player of the year. He went from missing most of last year to basically a top three wide receiver in the NFL this year. And then Melvin Gordon, I mean, we dogged on him a lot. We criticized him a bunch, but that final stretch of games that he put together was probably the best set of games he's had in his career. And he did all of it while being banged up. So I don't know if something just finally clicked. I don't know if Anthony Lynn said something to him or the offense really started to, slow down for him, but I think that, that's really encouraging going forward, and I hope that, he makes most of us eat our words next season and comes out and plays the entire season like he did these last couple of weeks. The offensive line, they're still a work in progress, but they were extremely improved over last season, and they're already going to be getting Forrest Lamp back, so you can plug in one more starter there already. And get rid of, either Spencer Pulley or Kenny Wiggins, who, while they performed well, I think both of them are playing at, at the top of what they're ever going to play at. I don't think that there's much room for them to improve. They're, that's who they are. And while they're good guys, if this offense really wants to be an elite offense, they need to improve, at least one of those two positions. So, I mean, there's just a ton to build on there. I mean, they missed the playoffs, but there's just so much good this season that you have to consider this season a success. And there's so much to build on going forward for these players. And I think they're going to be able to take advantage of that because the team was able to go out and re-sign both Ken Wisenhunt and Gus Bradley. I'm a lot more meh about Ken Wisenhunt re-signing. But maybe now that they've had a full year together, Anthony Lynn and Ken Wisenhunt can, watch a lot of tape this offseason, really in-depth analyze what happened and improve on it and make some of these changes that need to be made. And I think Anthony Lynn might, I think what happened at the beginning of the year is Anthony Lynn may have put a little, he may put like too much emphasis on, hey, you really need to run the ball and not let, the best part of the offense, which was Phillip Rivers this year, take over. And so I think, once these guys have a full offseason together of their own tape to watch, they can really get something cooking. So that'll be good. And then with Gus Bradley, what he did with this defense was just, it was really fun to watch the defense evolve over the year. And they just have some really good pieces to move forward. And kudos to Tom Telesco and everyone else who was involved who was able to bring Gus Bradley back. Gus was one of the bigger names in the coaching, the revolving coaching carousel this offseason because he was just on a one-year deal with the Chargers. So he was a free agent. Teams were allowed to sign him, and the Chargers were able to put something together and bring him back for three more years. So with having that core coaching staff solidified going forward, I think this team is going to be able to take full advantage of all of their experiences from this year. And, they're going to have all that tape to look at back at. They're going to have all of those feelings, all those emotions, all those memories of what they did this year, overcoming that adversity, overcoming that 0-4 start and rallying back to be in the playoff hunt right in the thick of things and finishing above 500, that's all going to be part of what gives this team their identity going into next season. And we can also take encouragement from the fact that the rest of the AFC West doesn't look fantastic. I mean, Denver needs to find a quarterback and probably two offensive linemen and just get their offense figured out as a whole. The Raiders are going to have a whole new coaching staff with John Gruden going in there and bringing in his own guys. And just from a talent perspective, they have one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So, no matter what you do with coaching there, they're going to need a lot of bodies to come in on that defense and it's just not going to happen in one season. And then Kansas City, they were a good team. I mean, they made the playoffs this year. They won the AFC West. But they might be transitioning to Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. Alex Smith might be leaving. They might have to let him go because they have a lot of big name free agents this year. I mean, Travis Kelce is a free agent. He's arguably a top. He is a top three tight end in the NFL. And so he's going to command some money. And if they have Patrick Mahomes waiting to start, Alex Smith might be a cap casualty there. So I think all things considered, the 2017 season was a success, and the future is bright for the LA Chargers. So before I wrap up today, I just want to give you guys a bit of a rundown of the offseason plans here. I'm going to probably only be doing about three-ish shows a week for most of the weeks until we get closer to bigger events. So like for the Combine, I'll probably be doing a show per day of the Combine. I'll watch what happened during the day. I'll read a bunch of the reports, and then I'll give you guys a recap of what happened that day for the Combine. I've talked to the other hosts from the other AFC West Locked On shows, and we're going to be doing some crossover episodes with them to do some AFC West roundups and state of the AFC West shows. Michael Peterson from the Bolts from the Blue is going to the Senior Bowl. He'll physically be there, so I will try and get him on the line to talk once or twice while he's down there. I'll have Kyle Posey back a couple times. I'll see if Garrett Sisti can come back a couple times. I'll try not to leave you guys hanging too much, and with the decreased frequency of shows, I'll try and bring in some more special stuff to keep things going. So that'll about do it for today. Today's episode was brought to you by mybookie.ag. Go sign up with promo code LOCKEDON, and they'll match your initial deposit up to 50%. That's mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. I've been your host, Matthew Stanley. You can find me on Twitter at BoltFanInDenver or over at LockedOnLAC. And remember to share this podcast with your friends and family, and go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Play. And if you don't have a favorite podcast platform, you can always listen online when I post the Streamable episodes on BoltsandBlue.com or LockedOnChargers.com. All right, everybody, have a great night.